Welcome to the Valley Outdoors Radio, brought to you by Vexus Boats, building dreams with an unequaled passion for excellence. And now, with our hosts, Eric Holson, Don Cleaver, and Ava LaRue.
Welcome to the Valley Outdoors, everybody. Glad to have you guys with us this week. Ava, you're here.
I'm here.
Don is incognito. He's not.
He's here in spirit.
He's here in spirit. That's exactly right. We have a big show coming up for you guys. We're going to talk a little bit about what to do when the waters rise on the rivers and lakes. We're also a very odd noodling story. If you're familiar with noodling, that's a, kind of a unique thing. And also, what's going on in Iowa? How's the pheasant outlook look down there? That and a lot more when we come back. Stay tuned. Eric Olson here, professional walleye tour champion, avid outdoorsman, and host of the Valley Outdoors Radio Show. Aquatic invasive species, or AIS, threatens not only our rivers and lakes here, but everywhere we boat. They come in many forms, and they love to hitch a ride to the next body of water on your boat or trailer. Join me to stop the spread of AIS by cleaning all weeds and aquatic material from your trailer before leaving the launch ramp. Drain live wells and clean areas that don't drain completely. Plus, don't forget to pull the plug. Clean, drain, dry. Together we can make a difference.
Does your family need a break from the daily routine?
Hello, I'm Dr. Spruce. If you or someone you know needs a healthy dose of nature, visit discovertheforest.org and trade in the big screen for the big blue sky by visiting a local park or forest near you.
Hiking, picnicking, swimming, orienteering, climbing, admiring wildlife, or inhaling fresh air may result in heightened creativity, feelings of joy, harmony, satisfaction, and a euphoria that can only be explained as oneness with the natural world.
Whoa. Well, Ava, you're
well, Eric.
Here, and you're not soaking wet from this past week of,
you know what, a crazy week of weather we had here in Red Wing. Now it's hotter than Hades again.
Yeah,
thick. She's thick out there.
Yes, it's funny, but you're best off just staying outside rather than going in and out to get the cold, the cool
honestly,
air.
Honestly, though, because it, once you feel AC, you're not going to want to go back out there.
No, and it, when you walk back out, it hits you like a brick wall. So it's a sad thing about it. But I will say this. One of the things that really comes out of this, there's a lot of lakes that we're looking to have some moisture, and they're definitely getting it. And the river is no exception. Same here down in Red Wing along the Mississippi River. And, of course, as you go down further, as the water has a tendency to run downstream.
Is that what happens? No.
It finds a low point and keeps moving. A lot of times it stacks up, and unfortunately, Iowa, usually that's where it really hits the fan if we get a lot of water up here. And that's what looks like is going to be happening. But I will say the fishing is not bad, just understanding what to do. And of course, the biggest challenge comes in when you're looking at fishing a current, any type of a river that has a lot of water from where it's at. You have increased flow, increased elevation, and you have some dirtier water conditions. So it makes it relatively difficult, except for a couple things. It really allows you to separate into those key spots. You're looking for those back eddies. You're looking for those spots that are going to be having that slower water condition and adjusting the jig accordingly, but don't go too heavy. Let that jig float, and those fish are going to be, you'll be able to pick them up. Now, the other area in the rivers, this is a key piece. Look for the slack, complete slack water areas where you have weed growth. It could be backwater, and you literally are going to have the smorgasbord. You're going to find bass, you'll find pike, you'll find even, yes, walleye in 3 feet of water in that dingy, warm, weedy water, and a lot of different ways to approach it. A couple ways, obviously jig. Another way to do it is throwing a paddle tail. And one of the nice parts about that is you can throw it a country mile. Wind is not a factor. and you can reel it and pull it through the weeds, generally will be relatively weedless. The other way is if you have the ability and the weeds aren't too thick, that works quite well as a rip and wrap. A rip and wrap, Rappler rip and wrap, what that does, it's got a rattle in it. It works great on the Great Lakes if you're looking at casting to certain areas on islands and rock piles where the big walleyes hang out. I've done it many times, and it is amazingly successful. But what it does is it has the rattle in it that will attract fish. Same thing with the bigger paddle tails. Don't be afraid to go to a 5-inch paddle tail. Go in a white paddle tail. Generally, the shad is something that's going to be a big fish attractant, that type of fish, or a bigger minnow that those fish in the midsummer really are going to go for. So really target those fish. Have a plan and just keep hitting multiple spots, but don't be afraid to jump into the, hey, let's do the smorgasbord program. Let's go see what we can find. Because a lot of times you get into that point where it's the, people call it the dog days of summer, but it's really not. It's the fish are biting somewhere. You just got to figure out where that is. And that target species could be everything, literally. If you're catching sheephead, it's still a lot of fun to feel that jerk in the end of it. Because you know what fishing is, don't you?
What?
One jerk waiting for another jerk at the end of the line.
Yep.
Yeah, that's what that is. But it really comes down to having a an ability to catch fish. And if you're catching fish, you know you're getting into the right areas. Don't be afraid to just change up the baits a little bit if you're in an active area and see if that's going to trigger the walleye. So maybe if you're having a hair jig, add a crawler to it. If you're same thing, maybe put a chunk of plastic that holds the skirt of either marabou or hair jig, and it'll slow the fall of that jig. So there's a lot of ways that you can vary up that presentation and make it effective for this time of year. So have fun with it. Prime example, going up to Lake of the Woods in July, I plan on bringing a lot of big paddle tails if we're going to do some vertical jigging, because I know normally we would jig with a minnow. I know if I put a big paddle tail on it, I've done this before, and it's amazing how many big fish you can catch.
Interesting.
And yeah, I only say that once, though. I'm not going to repeat myself.
Right.
It's kind of like when I do the seminars on jig fishing, I only talk about the color of the hair once, and that's deer hair and black. And it gives off a different UV. And when the water's cloudy, you think, oh, I got to go bright green because they can see it. You got to remember, colors of that type need light to create the refraction and create the color. If you have black, it is absolutely the number one color for fish to see in a dirty water condition. So,
interesting
item of note. So that's kind of a cool kind of thing. Let me jump into this one story quick before we take a break. Oklahoma man strangles his noodling partner to death in the Oklahoma. 50-year-old Larry Sanders reportedly strangled and killed his noodling partner. The two men have been noodling for catfish in the river when they apparently broke out in an altercation. He reportedly struck his buddy before strangling him. Local authorities, he reported to local authorities that he was arrested on an outstanding warrant and taken to jail. So he is now facing first-degree murder complaint. Yeah.
What was the reason?
They got into an argument.
Over what?
Well, he probably took over his noodling spot.
Get your foot out of my catfish hole.
Exactly.
Right now.
You know, I'm shoulder deep and you want to tell me I'm in the wrong spot? Not happening. We'll be right back with more Valley Outdoors. Guys, we are down here at the ICAST 2025 show in Orlando. There's so much to see. It's crazy. Every time you turn around, there's more fishing tackle. I'm like in a cat with three sandboxes. I don't know what to do, where to go, or who to see. But one of the things that is at the core of what I like is performance. I love getting more performance out of my boat.
And there's a ton of things down here that are enhancing that you'll see on the shelves in the coming year. And one of the things that we wanted to really get an expert to talk about the ways that you can improve performance on your boat, even if you're not a quote-unquote performance-minded person, but maybe can save your prop in shallow water running, maybe can make it easier for launching your boat. And I've got with me Mitch Anderson from TH Marine, and we're going to talk a little bit about jack plates in general and what jack plates, really, that kind of thing can do for the performance and really what the concept is behind it. Good to have you with me, Mitch.
Yeah, thanks for having me. So ICAST has been great. We were able to finally bring a new jack plate to market. You know, TH Marine, we've kind of been known as the jack plate people for a long time now, launching our Atlas jack plate back in 2007. So we've kind of been in it, the hydraulic game, a long time, and we were fortunate to partner with PowerPole on this project. And really what we think is definitely a major upgrade to our existing Atlas with a new motor. It's fast. It's brushless, maintenance free, and a lot of new cool technology features are incorporated.
So for people that don't know what a jack plate really does, let's go back to the basics.
Yep.
What does a jack plate really do on a boat? It's not made for every boat,
but
it's made for a lot of boats, and surprisingly lower horsepower than you think.
Yep, absolutely. I mean, you know, there's a lot of different things a jack plate can do for you, anywhere from performance to just making life easier on the water. You know, we see it in our smaller jack plates, you know, 25 horsepower, 14 foot boats, duck boats, guys getting into really shallow water, bringing that motor up and not having to use as much trim. They can still keep the prop in the water while bringing it up without hitting things. But really at the core of it, you know, bringing Atlas to market a long time ago was for the performance enthusiasts. And really, because what a jack plate does is it's getting that motor further back from the hull of your boat. And what that allows the propeller to do is catch cleaner water throughout. So, you know, hulls these days, there's a lot of complex designs and everything, but, you know, the hulls are designed to funnel water back into your motor. And with that, it's causing disturbance in the water. And so with that jack plate being further back, it allows that propeller to catch cleaner water and overall increase control, speed, and overall performance across the board.
You know, the performance really takes on multiple elements. Performance can be handling, performance can be economy, performance can be, of course, top speed, but it also can be the fuel side of it.
Mm-hmm.
So you really, what you're doing is you're doing a couple things. I think you're taking the weight of that engine and using it as an advantage to lift the nose of the boat in some situations, as well as you're bringing the engine when you can bring it up in whatever means that might be. You can bring it up higher so you have less hydrodynamic drag. So tell me a little bit about, you know, we're looking at maybe some slow speed stuff. You know, obviously, there's a lot of people in the river that run rocky conditions. Yep. You're from Grand Rapids, Minnesota, which is, you know, right in the middle of where everybody's at. And rocks are not your friend.
No.
So, you know, that customer that may be in those operation situations may really benefit from a jack plate.
Absolutely. So that's one of the things, you know, in my part of the world, you know, I wouldn't say I'm a speedboat guy, but, you know, I run a lot of rivers, a lot of rocky lakes and that sort of thing, and even shallow landings. So, you know, the ability to be able to bring that boat motor up while still having, you know, all the lower, not necessarily trimming the motor, which is going to ultimately decrease performance, but just bringing the motor up vertically, giving you a little bit more room, a little bit more draft, to be able to skim across those rocks and not come in contact.
Well, let's back up a second. And you brought up something that's near and dear to my heart.
Mm-hmm.
A little story for you. We were out on Erie one time and with a friend of mine. His boat was out there. I was out there. We were pre-fishing for an NWT event. And the weather was so bad, we came in. We're all just soaking wet. It was just cold, miserable day. We're all looking forward to have a cup of coffee. We come into the ramp. His buddy backs the trailer down. He powers up on it. Well, he powered right into the launch ramp and turned the normally splined, straight splined prop shaft into a screw. So, it not only shot the prop, it shot the gear case as well. So really, when you look at a jack plate and what it can do, it will save you, can save you money.
Totally.
Because when you're going into a launch ramp and you have the engine trimmed, well, if it's trimmed up, when you apply force, what does it do to the bottom of the boat? Pushes it down. So it's almost counterproductive. But when you have the plate, you can level that out.
Yeah, absolutely. And by doing that, you also give yourself more control, too. So in those slow speed, tight quarters at a boat ramp, you know, you're navigating around all the weekend warriors. Or if you are a weekend warrior, there's just a lot of people at boat ramps these days. And so being able to keep that motor not very far into the water, but keep the full propeller in the water and give you control and not coming into contact with the backside of that motor hole is a big deal for sure.
So. I think the one of the big things for me too is when we talk about the weekend warrior, sometimes it's one of those scenarios where they can use it as much as anybody else. And granted, there's a lot of ways to look at a jack plate. You've got various, obviously, levels of jack plates, but it can go, what's the lowest horsepower that you've got? About 40 or 30 horsepower, something like
honestly,
that?
Honestly, you know, with our mini Atlas, you know, I've got a duck boat right now with a 10 horse on it. And so it's about as low as you want to go. Any boat that'll plane out, in my opinion, should have a jack plate on it. So.
Well, and again, it really allows you to do a lot of different things. It doesn't have to be a big setback. A lot of people may consider it to be, oh, it's going to be set back too far, or it's going to do whatever else. But the real concept is the fact that you can lift and lower the plate outside of the trim level. So one of the things that kind of plays with this as well, we talk economy. And the economy aspect, it kind of allows you to dial in your boat for the speed you're at.
Yeah, and you know, especially with gas prices, and if you're running a bigger motor, whatever motor you're running, you want to conserve fuel and not have the day on the water cost you as much as some days it can. So the ability that you have with a jack plate is to dial in that level, especially a hydraulic jack plate, where you have the perfect level of RPMs and the perfect level of speed that you want. So, you know, maybe you don't want to run full throttle across the lake, you can run at a lower RPM and bring that motor up and or down, however your boat performs best. It just takes a little tinkering, and it can increase your fuel economy and still give you the speed and get you to where you're going.
When it comes to Midwest and Great Lakes running, Mille Lac and Lake of the Woods kind of thing, the other thing that a jack plate will do is it can improve the ride significantly. You lift that engine up, you're able to lift the back end up, and you're able to actually be over the top of the wave more so than you would normally. When you're looking at the overall selection of jack plates, you know, the ride is going to be a big thing, cost is going to be a big thing, but when you apply the jack plates to these kinds of boats, do you have a lot of comments from people as far as that the ride goes?
Yeah, I mean, so I spend a lot of time on big water personally. That's majority of my fishing, and it takes some time to learn how to drive and this and that. But you know, the ability to bring that motor up and down without the trim, again, I know I keep saying that, but you know, it basically comes down to bow lift. So you know, that's where a lot of your performance comes from. Whether you want to kind of cut the waves, or if you want to get up on top of them, you know, adjusting your jack plate will really manipulate the bow of your boat significantly in order to get the optimal ride.
Well, and bow lift, really, so people that may not know kind of the baseline for that, bow lift means that you're releasing the hull from the water and you're giving it more air. The less wetted surface or contact with the water, the faster you're going to go. But it doesn't mean that in all conditions you want to do that.
Exactly.
So the cool part is you can really change how the boat levels out and rides through. And you can utilize the hull more as it's designed. So that's kind of the cool concept. And when it comes down to it, I think people that want to do that, the base level is just a standard immovable jack plate. It immediately changes the distribution of weight.
Yeah, and even, you know, even a manual jack plate will definitely improve your performance. You know, with the manual, it takes a little bit more time to dial in exactly where you want. You got to bring a couple wrenches on the water and do the whole deal and get it set perfectly in the middle where you feel like you have a balanced ride. But
And that would be for all conditions that you're able to do it.
Yeah,
exactly.
The middle of the road, wherever, you know, the perfect ride for you on that day. And even doing that, just getting that motor off the back a little bit and getting it perfectly dialed in, because obviously, you know, you can manipulate your motor a little bit with trim and then your mounting holes, but what the jack plate allows you to do is make those micro adjustments to really get it perfect.
As well as move that weight back. Mm-hmm. And I think that's one of the big things that you look at, what it does for the leverage in the back of the boat. So let's step into why we're here talking to you.
Yeah.
You guys have come out with something that's pretty cool.
Yep.
And it's that next elevation in the performance and how to operate your boat, really.
Absolutely.
Tell us about it. What is it called and what does it do?
Yeah. So we just launched the Atlas Edge. And really what it is, the jack plate itself didn't necessarily change at all. However, what we did is we improved the motor and then how you control that motor. So we went with a new gauge. We're calling it Smart Gauge. And what that gauge allows you to do is you have three different presets. So you can figure out whatever that perfect level is for optimal performance. You can have it in your preset. All you got to do is hit one button and the plate goes right to that level. As well as a speed selector. So if this jack plate is significantly faster than anything else on the market. So in order to counteract that a little bit, we're allowing you to select how fast you want that jack plate to be. So we have three different speed settings. So, you know, for your slower speeds, if you really want to get incremental with it and get the optimal performance, that slower speed is going to allow you to really fine tune where that plate sits. And because the faster speed, you know, you hit the button once and it's going to move a lot further than it will on that slower speed. So the speed selector, the presets, and then honestly, ultimately, the power of the motor and how fast it is. That's one of the big things.
One of the big things you find with jack plates of the past, when you apply, you're powered up and you're trimmed out, the jack plate won't move.
Sometimes.
You've got to trim the motor back down, lift the plate, and then get back into it again. And that just ruins the concept because it's just you're playing too much.
Yep.
And this really changes the game with that, because that power translates to, I know I'm going to be able to move my plate no matter what trim angle I'm at. Because the trim engine coming up, it pushes more force on that, both top and bottom, it's levering.
Yep.
And therefore, it's causing, in some of the jack plates out there, it causes it to bind. And that's one of the things I think it's a dramatic piece. But the preset things, I think that's cool as heck. How do you go about doing that?
So it's actually a really simple process. You basically just set the jack plate where you want it, and you hold your preset button down, and it saves it. So you just like a radio kind of thing. Exactly. So bringing the old in with the new. But it's a pretty neat deal. And then honestly, too, you know, if you're not as comfortable dialing things in on the fly while moving it, those presets really allow you to just be comfortable and not take your hands off the wheel too much while you're driving. You can just hit one button and it goes to where you need it. So, but yeah, we're really excited about it. It's going to be I've had it on my boat for a little bit now, and it's been a really fun new tool. So,
well, and you know, you could call it a toy. Some people like to have everything on their boats and play with everything else, but, having that as a preset, it solves a lot of things. And I know there's a lot of other companies that play with the trim tabs. They have that concept out there, you know, whatever full function piece is. So when you're looking at that plate, you're generally dealing with a 6-inch plate. Am I correct?
So
is it 4 or 6?
So we sell everything from 4 to 14. So, you know, your average plate on a 20-foot boat is probably going to be in that 6, 8, or 10-inch range. You know, personally, I run a Skeeter with a 12-inch plate, but you know, the best way to kind of dial that in is work with your manufacturer on that, and they generally have a good idea, but on average, yes, it's in that 6 to 10-inch range.
Because in this case, more isn't necessarily better.
That's correct. Yeah.
And so methodologies, you know, you can take a plate that you thought was, all right, I thought I needed a 4-inch plate, but I actually need a 6-inch or 8-inch. you have the capability of taking the same plate and adding a like a block to it or anything?
Once you're at a 6-inch, yes. So 6-inch and above, you can add spacers to it, and that's how we get out to ultimately that 14-inch plate.
So you're not stuck about the wrong plate. You can adapt it, which is really a cool piece to it. And I think the goal really becomes understanding what the manufacturer allows, as you said, because some manufacturers want not as much as you would like to put on there. Everybody likes to have a little bit more, but again, that's where you have to look at the balance point, because if you shoot it too much, you end up in a porpoising situation. The plating is detrimental. So again, the plate is called, what is it?
The Atlas Edge. So our standard Atlas plate with an upgraded motor in it.
Very cool. Well, I can tell you what, guys, you need to check this out. TH Marine, the Atlas Hydraulic Jack Plate. It's the Atlas Edge, as well as all the other cool product that they've got here. It's truly amazing how much they have. And, this is ICAST 2025 hanging out in the TH Marine booth. Mitch, I got to thank you much. Appreciate the time, man. Talk to you. And that is the Valley Outdoors for today. We'll be, guys, really happy to have you joining us this week. And, hey, we'll see you next week. Who knows what we're going to be doing. Later, bye.
Thanks for listening to the Valley Outdoors Radio, brought to you by Vexus Boats, building dreams with an unequaled passion for excellence. Catch us next week, same time, same place. Have a great day on the water or in the field.